Come on into Mondo. Yeah, first mile. Wow. Blistering pace. But I've been up for a while. Well, it was still a good mile. 16-minute mile. Nothing to be sneezed at while walking. It's not like I'm out to win a race. Although I do tend to be a little bit competitive, it's true. Competing with myself and the clock here. I'm gonna have to slow down because my shins hurt. Kicking too hard. Pushing off too hard. Worked up a sweat though. It's a cold, nasty morning here. It rained pretty much all night. There's water running in the gutter. My lawn is going to go, wow! Which isn't going to help matters much tomorrow when the sprinklers come on. I still won't be able to mow. I still haven't hired a kid to do it. Oh man, first world problems. So last night's big conflagration was with Comcast and the cable company and the cable in the wall, and they don't seem to really believe me when I call and talk them on the phone that the Weather Channel, the channels above 50, go wonky in the afternoon, but they're perfectly clear in the morning. And it seems to me that it almost has to have something to do with network load for the digital cable, which seems odd, even to me, that the downstairs TV works perfectly, right through all the channels that we get. And the upstairs, above 50, the channel selectors go, please wait. Or one moment, please, I guess is the message. And it's always more than one moment. It's like hours and hours and hours. Once in a while, it will click in and give a very pixelated picture and die again. So I made two calls last night. First call ran us through the normal diagnostics. Check the connections, make sure they're tight. Power down, power up. Wait 30 minutes. If it's not cleared up, call back. So I waited 45 minutes. I hadn't cleared up. I called back, and the lady was walked me through the same process again. I said, no. We've been through this once. I did it 45 minutes ago. And he said, if it didn't clear up, call back. So it didn't clear up. I'm calling back. Oh, she said. So she had me unplug the TV and unplug the desktop, the set-top box, which of course means that we have to wait 30 minutes for it to reset. And in the meantime, she tries to upsell me to phone service. Now, thinking about it overnight, perhaps that's not such a strange idea, given what we're paying for cable and internet right now. If we add phone service, the bill is the same, but they double the speed and double the channel selections for the same price. Now, we don't have to use the phone. There's nothing that says we need to use it, but getting twice the channels and twice the speed, that strikes me as a reasonable thing. Particularly if it's not going to cost us anymore. But to try to upsell me increased channel selection while the channels that I've got aren't showing was somewhat iffy. That was not a good thing. Get my cable working and then talk about upselling me. So my wife thinks that we ought to try to pull the cable ourselves back down through the wall by connecting a new cable to it in the living room or from the cellar and dragging it up. I don't think she quite realizes what the tension on that cable is like, because it goes through so many turns and goes through so many holes and so many walls between the basement junction box in the cellar and the living room wall socket. And if it got stapled anywhere along the line, the whole thing is dead. We're all stopped. I can't imagine anybody would put a staple on it, but there's a staple downstairs, so I suppose I can't judge too much. The alternative to running a cable on the old path is setting a new cable path, which would be relatively straightforward because of the way the cable is strung in the cellar when we had our flood and we had to take out half the wallboard. I ran fresh cable around through the joists in the cellar and then put them behind wainscot paneling. So if we need to get to those cables, we can open up the wainscoting and get to the cable without having to break out a lot of wallboard. So the upshot of that is that in order to get into the cellar, we really only need to break out a little bit of wallboard in the living room and feed the cable down through and then get a fresh end and a fresh splitter installed on the cable that's downstairs. Now that doesn't seem like it would be a horrendously big deal. And while the net response would be one quarter of a digital signal for each television, the half being split up for the internet, the other half going to the two TVs, which would get split in half again, so that would be a 50 split again. So the two TVs get a quarter of the signal, and the internet gets half the signal, which should be more than enough. Right now it's working with a third, and each of the TVs is working with a third. But with a digital signal, I wouldn't think that would matter quite so much. It does mean I need to find one of those little cable end tool thingies that splices the cable connector onto the cable end. And it also means I need to take half a day and fart around with cable and wallboard and drilling holes and all the rest of it that goes along with it. And right now, half a day is more than I can really afford to take away, so I really do have to get the cable company in here, talk to them about snaking their new cable, and see what they have to say about it. Meadowlark. Monkpole. I don't hear meadowlarks that often here. So, yeah, that was my grand excitement for you last night. I did get some more work done on the Greedox story. I like the way it's going. It wasn't anywhere near the 10,000 day that I needed yesterday, but It's still moving. Movement is movement. So we'll dig into that again this morning after I get back from dropping off the kid at school. She wasn't terribly pleased about waking up again this morning. She has this habit of coming home from school and sleeping all afternoon so she can stay up late. Then we put her to bed at 9 o'clock. But I'm pretty sure she's not going to sleep. She's dragging ass when she gets up. She's really quite miffed now that she's in the middle of it, because she didn't have to go to school the next day. She wouldn't have to go to bed. She could be pretty much nocturnal as much as she likes, which doesn't help her moods any. But she's 15. She's an angsty teen. What are you going to do? Put her to bed. Make sure she gets some exercise. Neither of those two things is happening. Although she is getting food. I'm seeing to it that she's eating at least a couple of good meals a day, which helps, I think. Oh. So today, gray and nasty. Let's see, I do have to go to the grocery store, I think, because I need to get some stuff to make chili with. This would be a good chili day. It's kind of cold and raw, a bit dampish. I don't know, a hot bowl of chili for dinner would be good, but I really need to go get some chili fixins in order to do that. So I transplanted, I got what I think I mentioned the other day, that I got one tomato plant and one pepper plant. I hope one is enough. And I transplanted them into the defunct herb bed. Daughter put in an herb bed last year, but they were all annual, almost all annuals and not perennials. So none of them came back up this year. She wasn't interested in doing it again. So I took the bed and put in one beefsteak tomato and one jalapeno pepper. See if we get any fruit from it. It'll be a little bit of an experiment. Plants look healthy. They're doing well. They're both looking none the worse for a transplant. Shock of being moved outdoors. Of course, I think they were fine because they were in a very exposed position on the rack at the store on the outside. So it was one of those peat pot deals where you just plant a pot and all, you don't have to mess with roots or anything. So that's what I did. Fingers crossed, we'll see how it works. My goodness, what a gray, nasty day. I'm at that point where I'm able to actually see some sky here on the coming up to the end of the long eastern reach. And I think there's blue sky up there somewhere. It's not anywhere handy. It's not anywhere visible. It's a very low-lying, grayish, almost black-looking clouds off to the east. Fences are all wet, lawns are all wet. So it hasn't stopped, hasn't been not raining, I won't say clear, but it hasn't stopped raining that long ago. Oh yeah, there's the wind. I'm coming up from around the corner. Getting ready to make the northward turn here. North wind is blowing. It's coming down out of the north, northwest, I think. Yes, indeed. Well, I already put my eye drops in this morning, so I haven't forgotten that yet today. Wednesday the 5th, June, trickling away from me. These indirect lighting shots really show off the green and the morning pictures. The afternoon shot that I took the other day showed a lot more of the greenery and the color of the grass, the leaves. Usually what I get is a kind of a blackish shadow effect with the sun behind all the trees. With indirect lighting like this, you get to really see the saturated color. It's beautiful. Good morning. Friend the collie, the aged collie with the gray muzzle. Yeah, I'm gonna have to take a pill this morning for my foot. It's a little bit sore today. I'm gonna just try to stay ahead of it if I can. It's a lot better if I can keep the inflammation down rather than trying to recover from swollen foot. So we'll go in and get some breakfast, get another cup of coffee. Cats woke me up at 4. If I'd been smart, I'd been writing all this time. I wasn't smart, I was reading the internet. It's just too much to read on the internet. What can I say? Yeah. 17 minute second mile, 16 minute first mile, just about the same as yesterday. That's nothing to sneeze at. So, yeah. And I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.